Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants, brought to you by Cheesehead TV with your hosts, Corey Behnke and Aaron Nagler. Today's show, November 26, 2008, tries to help Packer fans get over the Monday night debacle and sets up the rest of the season for the green and gold. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Packer Transplants.
We don't want to be in a position where we're watching other scores and so forth, and we still have that opportunity. And that's part of the big picture focus for our football team. And, you know, our tight focus will be on the Carolina Panthers.
From our studios in Inwood, Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants. I'm Aaron.
And this is Corey.
And today we'll try to stay level-headed in the face of complete ineptitude. So let's get started.
And where do we get started? But the good, the bad, and the ugly. We got the good. We got Ryan Grant.
Ryan Grant looking like last year.
John Coon.
First touchdown. Congratulations, John.
Greg Jennings.
There are not enough superlatives in the English language.
We got the bad. We got
Aaron Rodgers.
Ow.
Absolutely his worst performance yet.
A.J. Hawk.
Lost in the middle.
Bob Sanders.
He is who we thought he was.
And we got the ugly. We got Atari Bigby.
It's probably unfair of me to put him in the ugly, but, you know, he played five plays, and those five plays were really, really ugly.
You know what was really, really ugly?
What's that?
The Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing.
You can't argue with that.
Ooh,
you really can't.
I have gone to my happy place. That's what this shirt says, and that's where I've been trying to go all week, but it's been very, very, very unsuccessful.
Very difficult this week, I gotta say. You know, and McCarthy has pointed out that they lost by three scores. Yeah. But the other team scored 51 points. Seven touchdowns the Packers allowed on Monday night, and that's just unacceptable.
Yeah.
There's no other word for it. Bob Sanders and his complete inability to adjust to what was going on the other side of the ball just reopens the can of he just doesn't have what it takes to coordinate a professional defense.
Well, you know, when you have one tight end against Bob Sanders,
you're in
bad
trouble.
Things happen.
Right.
When you have two,
right,
they score 51 points.
No, I think you posted something either in the forum or on the blog. You're absolutely right. They didn't even go to like Colston mainly. I mean, yeah, they had the one big play to him when he uncovered on Woodson.
They didn't
but
go
they
to the
stayed
receivers
away from him.
Hardly at all.
They went to like their second receiver, their two tight ends, their third string running back.
Yeah, they used two tight ends and their third string running back for their entire offense almost the entire game.
And why Sanders didn't go to like his nickel and dime sooner? Like he had Papinga in there for like the entire first half. It made no sense. I mean, just the week before he played nickel against two tight end sets. Why he thought he could play three linebackers against their tight ends, I'll never know.
Well,
I'll never know.
Not to mention the fact that we have no pass rush.
Yeah. No, well, injuries have really destroyed them there. I mean, you've got Jason Hunter, who's got all the physical ability in the world, who just no idea what to do with it. I mean, he's trying to run around guys. And then Montgomery's got no push in the pocket. Thompson was on the shelf, and his pass rush, while he hasn't exactly gotten home all year, he's at least pushed the pocket, you know? Breeze sat back there forever. And then again, you see, like, the first touchdown was a perfect example of how Sanders can't design a corner blitz to save his life. Like, yeah, you got a guy coming off, but Bigby's got to be up. And maybe that's execution, but Bigby's got to be up there.
Well,
you know,
and here's
stop Moore in its tracks.
Here's something that should scare every Packer fan.
What's that?
Aaron Rouse, out with injuries.
Mm.
Bigby, out with injuries. Charlie Peppra, the backup, out with injuries.
No.
Nick Collins.
Injured as well.
We don't know the extent of it.
Right.
That's four. That's your four safeties, okay? Guess who number five is? Guess who's going to be playing against Carolina? Our favorite blogmaster himself.
Tell the people who it is.
Jarrett Bush.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Jarrett Bush could be starting at safety for the Packers on Sunday with the season on the line. Enjoy the game. The other thing that I wanted to touch on real quick, Aaron Rodgers had, without question, his worst game of the year.
Oh, yeah. His worst game of his career.
Yeah, I just even in the first half when they were still in it, when they were still scoring points, he was spraying the ball around. He's staring down his first read, and that is just killing him. It is gonna keep killing him, and it's like they started jumping on routes in the second half because they knew exactly where he was going to go with the ball. It's just he's got to learn to manipulate the safeties. He's got to learn to take. You know, the guy is going to be there on the break. You can't lock in like he's been doing. It's just killing him. And that secondary is ridiculously bad.
Yeah.
We made them look ridiculously good. It's just unfortunate. Like the throw to Jennings. Perfect example. Jennings has the guy beat. Rodgers just needs to set his feet into the throw, and it's there. It's a touchdown. But you can tell he gets all excited, and he totally loses his footwork. He practically throws off his back foot, and that's why it's short. You know, Jennings is going down because he's trying to, like, scoop it up and stay in stride. You've got to hit that throw. You're a starting quarterback. You've got to hit that throw.
Driver to the right, Jennings to the left, out of the eye. Rodgers under center, takes the snap. Play action to Cram. Deep drop. Rodgers fires over the middle. Oh, my goodness. He had Jennings wide open ahead of the field of the 30, and he just barely overthrew him. Jason David was in the wake of Jennings.
That was crazy. That was another example of what we're talking about with Aaron being off target. Jennings wide open. And you know what? The Saints blew the coverage on the other side. Donald Driver was open, too.
Great.
Rock, don't tell me that. I don't need to hear that. You know? Something else I don't want to hear anymore is a 26-yard punt, a 23-yard punt, a 30-yard punt, all from our own end of the field. How Derek Frost has a freaking job, I will never know. How is this possible?
I don't know.
How does he still... I mean, I'm flabbergasted.
I like Ted Thompson, but he's clearly... trying to save face on this issue.
But
it makes no sense.
It's so obvious. He totally blew this call. Just for the record, John Ryan had a 60-yard punt in the game against the Redskins last week for Seattle.
Thanks.
I'm just letting you all know. Just so it's out
there.
Well,
Seattle does suck, and they have to punt a lot.
Well, I'm just saying. It's like, as bad as Ryan was, sometimes he had a really bad shank here and there. At least he could punt it out of his own end zone. And I understand we all wanted, you know, we all thought that the directional punting was going to come and be a major play here. But you directional punt when your offense can work at least to like the 40 or 50. But when your offense is going three and out, one first down out of your own, you know, 20, then you're punting and you're just killing yourself in field position.
Derek Frost is terrible. I don't even like to talk about him.
I guess the fact that now, like, the whole world, I mean, even the reporters this week started getting on McCarthy about how on earth conceivably Derek Frost could even remotely pretend to be a competent NFL punter, and they could say with straight faces that he's doing okay and that he deserves to be on a roster.
I'm sorry. We didn't punt very well last night, no doubt about it. That's twice now indoors that we didn't have a good performance. We need to continue to just try to improve from within. I mean, that's something we've done very well here throughout our football team. I thought Derek had a very good week of work, especially in the Hudson Center, going down to an indoor environment. Like a couple other of our, you know, a couple other of our segments, we need to carry what we do during the course of the week to the game.
There's nobody out there that, I mean, you had no problem cutting the last guy because he wasn't, you thought this guy was better. Now this guy, I mean, he's terribly inconsistent or more than the guy you cut.
Well, as I've been asked before up here, you know, player acquisition and as far as what we do, I don't discuss that here.
If he can't punt indoors, I mean, how are you going to tilt the field position outdoors here with three games at Lambeau Field? And I know you stand up there and say every week that he punts well in practice, but, I mean, that's great, but if it's in games, it counts.
I thought he punted very well against Chicago. That was outdoors.
All right, that's one game.
Gentlemen, I understand the point you make. It's been heard. It's been well received. We're going to continue to work this week and get ready for Carolina.
Lou,
this week in the Packer Blogosphere!
Hi, and welcome to This Week in the Packer Blogosphere, continuation of the Venerable series. This week, I need to call someone out.
Who's that?
I didn't want to do it on the blog, but I need to do it here.
Why didn't you want to do it on the blog? Well, you didn't want to get like 40 comments on it?
No, because, you know, after a game like that, it's like there's enough negativity going around. But let me tell you, on this here podcast, I got some extra negativity. And that's for you, Mr. Pack One, over at PackersLounge.com. Now, how on earth do you run a website? And what's their tag phrase?
By the fans, for the fans.
By the fans, for the fans. How are you... What? How are you by the fans, for the fans? You run a Green Bay Packer website and you turn the game off? Are you kidding me? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you got to take your medicine.
That's ridiculous.
Got to take your medicine.
That is beyond ridiculous. That goes into a realm of offensiveness.
Well, it's really...
Do you not run a website dedicated to the Green Bay Packers and their fans and turn the game off?
Well, it's really funny because we had a record on the game day chat at the Packer Fan Forum.
Yeah?
13 people.
Lord.
Come on.
You better shut it down.
And we missed you. Everybody missed you.
Oh,
I said,
well,
where's Aaron?
You know.
And I'm like making excuses for you. I felt like your wife. And but we had a good time. But it was really funny because you could tell there were people still on after the third quarter, after
right.
they went up. Like, it was just ridiculous.
Sure.
After the third interception. Whatever.
Right.
And there were people on. You could see they were on, but they hadn't said anything in a while.
They fell asleep.
They fell asleep.
Well, can I just say something, though? I understand if a fan turns the game off. Like, these people on the chat, they don't run Packer websites.
Yeah.
You run a Packer website!
Yeah.
Leave the game on,
well,
son.
Let me tell you this right now, though.
What's that?
When I'm watching the game,
yeah.
whether I'm in Lambeau or
right.
I'm in Carolina, wherever I am,
yeah.
or I'm in front of the television,
sure.
never turn the game off.
Oh, how can you?
I mean, you gotta take your medicine.
Yeah. No, you do. Like, if it's 70 to nothing, you're still a fan. Of the team. You still gotta watch. You still gotta know. Especially if you wanna put it on your website. All right, I'm done.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not done. You know what else is ticking me off? It's really easy to go to, like, you know, WordPress or Blogger and start a blog about the Green Bay Packers. All right, anybody can do
that. You gotta keep up with that.
Any schmo can do this, okay? It ain't rocket science. All right? I understand. But last year, the Packers were 13-3, and everyone and their mother had a Packer blog.
Yep.
And we did our homework. Corey put in hours and hours of work to start up Packer World, so to kind of try and interconnect all these people. Now there's like 10, 20 people who have just stopped posting.
Yeah.
Or post maybe once a week.
Green Bay Booze and Bras hasn't posted since November 4th.
You call yourself a Packer blogger?
And Packer Palace, I don't want to call out Beer Kid.
But we're going to.
Dude, speak out and spew off. That's
I mean,
all you got for me?
That's all you got?
You just let everybody else write
stuff,
and you don't write anything.
You don't do any... I mean, come on.
Weakness.
People, I understand. They're 5-6, but they're the Green Bay Packers. There's more to it than just this year's record. They are the team you grew up with. They're the team you follow every week and through the offseason. They're the best professional sports organization on the history of the planet. You don't stop blogging about it just because they lost a game.
And let us not forget, we're not out of the playoffs yet.
You know, the Packers are not out
you
of the
playoffs.
You know why? Why is that?
Because we're in the NFC North.
That's true. I mean, year after year, this division is terrible, and it's proven so again.
Yeah, well, the last time it wasn't terrible, the Packers were terrible.
There you go. That'll do it. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. They're not out of the playoffs by any stretch of the imagination. However, I will say, this game, Sunday, is the season. I'm sorry.
What
is.
Do you mean? Well, if they go 5-7, they won't be able to make the playoffs?
That's my prediction, yeah. Technically they can, yes. But if they lose Sunday, it's over.
Well, the thing is, they're not getting
I'm
a wild card.
It.
They're
no,
not in,
they can't.
In
they
the
can't.
NFC this
no.
year, it's no. not happening.
No, absolutely not. There's
I mean, the
no
Saints,
way.
It's funny. Us losing against the Saints, I think I heard this on ESPN, but it was a very interesting point. The Saints may not make the playoffs.
Right. After they pasted us.
Because
we might.
They won't win the division.
No, they won't. But what's interesting, and I was thinking about this coming up here today, we could conceivably win the division, and the Saints could sneak in as a wild card, and they could have to come to Lambeau eventually. How great would that be?
We'll kick their butt.
Easy.
We'll kick their butt. Mark it zero. Mark it down right now. We will kick their
market zero,
butt.
Donnie. Well, the big thing, like I said, this Sunday, this game, Carolina, they're 8-3. They're no joke. They got a power running game, can smack you upside the head, and probably will.
They got Steve Smith.
And they got Steve Smith, but we got Charles Woodson. I like that matchup. I'll take it. With the safety over the top, please. But I think
Jared Bush over the top.
It's easy. Easy. But the thing is, after that shellacking in New Orleans, the team has got to refocus, can't lose its confidence. Apparently, McCarthy said they had a team meeting today that was very, you know, very focused, I'm sure.
You think?
The players have got to regain their focus, and they can't lose their confidence. I think they were a little overconfident going into New Orleans, but they've got to be confident. They can beat this team.
Well,
they can beat any team.
Rodgers talked about Carolina. Let's hear what he had to say.
Whatever. I mean, Carolina's a great team. They're 8-3. The last two home games, we played very well. So we're going to have that same kind of intensity, get the crowd going early. And I think every game from here on out is a must win. Chicago plays Minnesota next week. So, you know, we're one game out right now. We still have Chicago down there. Still have Detroit. But we're going to have to win some games to get to those and have those mean something.
Yeah.
I love how he throws in Detroit. Now, I understand he's saying it because they're a division foe, but it's almost like he's saying, we've got Detroit, which is an automatic win, so don't worry about that. But
as a side note, do you think Detroit's going to go 0-16?
You know, I think it's a good possibility. But let me tell you something right now. Their best chance, and you're going to think I'm crazy, their best chance at winning a game is tomorrow on Thanksgiving. Against Tennessee.
I can believe that. They always play well on Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving.
But just do. Honestly,
and
I hate
it's
to
their
say it.
Super Bowl.
I hate to
Super
say
Bowl
it though.
Tomorrow.
Their best chance of winning
is
against us.
What are you talking about? You're crazy.
No, because I'm a Packer fan.
You're a crazy person.
No, I'm a Packer fan realist.
When was the last time Detroit won in Wisconsin? Exactly. That's all you get. Just please. It's not going to happen.
I'm just saying it could happen.
You're insane.
Okay. If they go 0-15.
Yeah.
We'll see when we get to that podcast.
We'll see. It's just going to be ouch. Yeah. It'll be crazy.
Because that will be their Super Bowl. They're 0-15.
Every game for the rest of the season is their Super Bowl. Because that's
true.
Like they got to win a game. They got to win one.
If they don't win a game, they should all be fired and never be allowed to play football ever again.
It should be like the Premier League in England. They should be brought down to college level. And the best college program should come up to the NFL. Because that's just a disgrace. That's ridiculous.
I think that's a good idea. I think whoever wins the BCS should have to play the worst NFL team.
Hey, bring
just
it on.
To see.
Just why not?
Why not?
Of course, that was one of Lombardi's greatest embarrassments ever, is when the college All-Stars beat the Packers in preseason. So there's precedence there.
Yikes.
Exactly. But speaking of precedence, we're facing a familiar foe this week. Not a divisional foe, but an NFC foe we have met many times these last few years.
Always a fast team.
The Carolina Panthers, who are 8-3. As Rodgers mentioned, they are a great running team. They've got a good defense, a good passing defense, too. I think, as always, the key will be getting Ryan Grant going early. The biggest worry heading into this game is, okay, you look at the Saints game, what a debacle that was. And everyone was talking about how the number one passing offense was going against the number one passing defense.
Yeah, I was doing it.
And we saw how well that turned out for the Packers. Now we've got a really good running game going against a horrible run-stopping defense.
Mm.
So let's commit whoever the safety is. We got to have somebody in the box. You got to play your
Jared
base
Bush 4-3. In the box.
It, for once, it makes sense to have Pipinga on the field at the start of the game.
Yep.
And you got to play Woodson on Smith, and you got to have a safety over the top. And you have safeties up front trying to stop the run. I mean, it's a really simple game plan. Yeah, this week they have to execute in a way that they totally didn't against the Saints. And again, it's like I said before, it's absolutely true. This is the season. I know everyone's going to tell me I'm crazy or even if they lose, they're only a couple games out. Like, no, this is it, people. If they lose this game, it's over. You heard it here first. Well, that's it for this week's show. I hope you enjoyed the latest installment of Packer Transplants. Please tell your fellow Packer fans about us and visit us at cheeseheadtv.com.